Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's a little bit after 6 o'clock. This top of the hour is being brought to you by the fine folks at the Chicago Wolves. Tickets for the Chicago Wolves 25th anniversary season are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Be there for the home opener as the Wolves defend their back-to-back Central Division championship on October 13th. At the Allstate Arena. Studs, let's go!
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until Cubs baseball. Cubs got their final homestand of the season. We will carry all those games and the postseason here on 670 The Score. Glad that you're along for the ride. Hope your day went well. Got the windows open. No rain right now, right, Blind Melon? If there's no rain, yeah, open up the windows. If not, turn on the air and it's all good. And hang out with us. The phone number is 312-644-6767. If you'd like to text the show, some people already have. The Mitch Trubisky capes are out. They got them out. Well, you know, this is his third year. He's a second-year player, and it's only his third game in the system. Okay. I'll ask you what I asked the boys. What does he do well? If you're telling me, well, he's mobile, like Parkins was, I'm like, okay, that's fine that he's mobile, but that usually ends up with the quarterback getting killed. For the most part, you have to win in the pocket in the NFL. That's not saying that being mobile doesn't help. I mean, it does. But we need to understand that sometimes mobility isn't, oh, well, look at Mitch run down the field for 7 yards. You know what it is? It's, I'm going to slide to my left one step, and that's going to give me enough time to throw this pass, so that I don't risk getting my head knocked off as I'm running down the middle of the field. It's one of those days where I don't know if I should even talk about Mitch, because it seems pretty clear that there are the people that are going to cape for him no matter what. No matter how bad the performance, even in a win, the most important thing for the Bears overall for this season is that they won the game. They are now on top of the NFC North. But you can't tell me that you didn't go, wow, the quarterback thing, not good. And like I was telling Dan as he walked out of here, some of this stuff is not system stuff. Some of this stuff is football. Some of this stuff is counting. Some of it is, we have 5 guys. They're bringing 7 guys, or looking like they're bringing 7 guys. I need to figure out where the ball is going to go quickly, because they have more guys blitzing than we have to block. So I am accountable for one of those guys. And you've got to do something. And I really, my guys over at NBC Sports Chicago have been like, you know, we're grading him on a curve. And I understand that it's a quarterback in a new system, but he has played 15 games in the NFL. And as I said last week, you bleepers told me that that was going to be valuable experience for the young man. That he had to play. How else was he going to learn if he didn't play last year? So don't come back now talking to me about how John Fox ruined him. Because you bleepers wanted him to play. You couldn't wait. You couldn't wait for it. Get Glennon out of here. Let's start the Trubisky learning process now. How's that looking now? Not too great. Maybe he has been foxed. Maybe Matt Nagy is going to have to beat the fox out of him. Hopefully, he can. But you can't sit here right now and tell me that you think things look good. You can try, but it would be really hard to convince me. We could talk about the defense. We could talk about Khalil Mack. I'm all for that. I wrote a column on 670thescore.com today. And I loved it. But we can talk about all of that stuff. 312 Texas, experience doesn't matter to you? The right experience matters to me. And if you were listening to the show last year, the stuff that you're upset about with Mitch is the stuff that I was worried about. Gonna go out there and not have a good grasp of things and get happy feet and gun shy. But no, that experience, he needed it. He needed that experience. Now it looks like maybe he's got a really qualified offensive coach. And maybe Nagy can work with the raw materials that are there and he can be fine. You know what? I got an idea. I'm looking at the box score right now. Hey, studs, let's run one of Mitch's touchdowns from yesterday.
Chiefs lead 14-7. Mahomes in the pocket, peeling away, being rushed. Now peels back to his right, trying to keep the play alive. Pump faking, fires it late. It's caught in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Chris Conley with the catch. But Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, keeping the play alive. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Wait, that wasn't Mitch? You tricked me.
That's my bad, man.
You tricked me.
I dialed up the wrong one.
Wait. All right. Give me another one of the touchdown passes that Mitch threw yesterday, then.
Three drives, three touchdowns. Chiefs on a fourth attempt here. Leading 21-7. Shotgun snap. Mahomes looks right, left, wide open in the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City add an eighth name to the list of Chiefs that have caught touchdowns in the first 3 weeks. A 13-yard strike to Demetrius Harris.
So, again, with the Chiefs, like Patrick Mahomes, so are you saying that Patrick Mahomes has more touchdowns in three games than Mitchell Trubisky has in 15? All right, don't mess with me, man. Don't mess with me. Give me the touchdown throw that Mitch had yesterday.
Mahomes, slant, caught inside the 10-yard line to the 5. Sammy Watkins breaks tackles, touchdown! Kansas City add another to the list for Patrick Mahomes. Sets another NFL record, a 12-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes is third of the game, 13 in 3 weeks, but to 9 different receivers as Watkins finds the sweet nectar of the end zone.
The sweet nectar of the end zone. Are we trolling a little bit? Yeah, we are. A little bit.
Now, I would argue that Sammy Watkins did more on that last touchdown than Mahomes did.
Of course.
Just to be fair.
Of course. Guys, look, Aaron Rodgers and the touchdowns that he threw against the Bears, the run after the catch was really important, except for that one that he dropped in the bucket. That one was, oh my God, was it good. I'm just saying that it doesn't take a day to recognize sunshine. And you all act like you weren't. See, that's my favorite part. These people that will text you and be like, oh, we got to be calm. Like, everything's going to be all right. Yesterday, you were watching the game MFing Mitch Trubisky. Tell the truth. And then you call here, you got your cape all ready. Like, you got your cape ready for Mitchell Trubisky like James Brown is finishing a set. Just run it out there. Let me get that cape. Let me put it on. Hello, Mitchell. You're on the score.
Yeah. I love your take today in your analysis. I think it's dead on. I think that Trubisky is consistently consistent. And, you know, it's from a quarterback that hasn't had a lot of experience. I mean, it's really coming to the surface. which begs the question, like, didn't they see this, you know, when they were in the draft room or when they go and they do a deep dive in the analytics? I mean, I think that the Bears' defense is spectacular, and I think they're going to play a pivotal role in winning games. However, I think all the problems that you're seeing that are coming to the surface are irreversible.
I don't agree with that. I do think that there are raw enough materials in there that we're looking at a guy that has some stuff. And it's just a matter of figuring out how to get the best out of him. And of course, this is going to take some time. But again, I go back to, you can talk to me about systems and how jarring it is for Mitch to move from one system to another system. Some of it is just football. And then you can talk to me about the lack of experience that Mitch had coming out of college. And then I would say to you, then why would you draft him number two? Moreover, why would you trade picks to then draft him number two? If you're talking about a guy who's going to need more time than other guys because of his lack of playing time in college. Let me be very clear. I am not here to just bag on Mitchell Trubisky. I'm not. I'm talking about his boss's boss. His boss's boss has been telling you that he knows what quarterbacks look like, and then he put Mike Glennon in front of you for $19 million. And to me, there's a direct line here. If Pace doesn't get it wrong, with Glennon last year, you know who could have sat and not been infected? Mitchell Trubisky. And people are out there praising, oh, well, you know, Mahomes had a chance to sit. You're right. He did. And there were plenty. Well, there weren't plenty. There was like two of us that were telling you that that might be the road that you want to go down with Mitchell Trubisky. And there were people at Bears who felt the same way. But he had that really nice game in the preseason. And people were like, well, he's got to dress, right? He should be dressed on game day. And then when you saw Glennon just be horrible, you're like, he's got to go out there and play. That's the only way he's going to learn. I don't think that is the case. I think that it may have done damage to his development to play, which was my concern last year. And for the way too early crowd, he has played 15 games. He has played a season's worth of games. I don't think that you write the young man off, especially because he's got some wheels and he's got a strong arm. But people who are completely in the, well, he's going to get better camp, I defy you to tell me what it is you saw that makes you believe that. Hi, Steve, you're on the Score.
Hey, Lawrence, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm seeing what you're seeing in these Bears games with Trubisky, and it's disappointing, but I'm wondering, you know, what should we be hoping for in the next few weeks? What do you expect to happen in the next few weeks and the rest of the season? You know, where do we go from here?
Well, I do think the bye week comes at a really good time. You know, they'll play Tampa next week. I think it comes at a really good time because you have four games of him with Nagy that they can really go through and kind of say, here's what Mitch does well. Let's do more of that and kind of add incrementally to what he does well. You can identify it and have some extra time before your next game to do it. It would be rough if the Bears' bye was in week 8 or week 9. But watch him throw left. I'm not kidding. Go back and look through the games and watch him throw left. He misses a lot to his left. Misses guys wide open. And that's what's frustrating. It's one thing you throw a ball in traffic and you miss. Or you throw a deep ball and the DB makes a good play. Guys are running free. They're running free. And he's missing them. And you know what was the more egregious miss that he had yesterday? Allen Robinson, second quarter, in the red zone, he's there's a window where you get it to him. It's an easy walk-in for him. Mitch throws the ball behind him, and now you're stuck. It's plays like that where that's where you want to see the throw with conviction, the strong arm, put it on that guy and let him make a play instead of a guy that has to stop and then turn to try and make a catch on a ball that should be over his right shoulder. And I see the stands, oh, you're beating a dead horse. You don't want me to talk about the Bears quarterback. You don't. Okay, we can talk about Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack is amazing. Akeem Hicks yesterday was amazing. The Bears defense somehow allowed Sam Bradford to go down the field twice and get open receivers, free runners. They got touchdowns, and then they corrected it. They corrected it and held those guys to 14 points.
And that's how you can tell that those were mistakes rather than the Bears getting beat. Like some communication mistakes.
Yep.
Because they were wide open. Those two guys, David Johnson should be that wide open. He's great, but not that good.
I want to say on the first one, it was Prince Amukamara that ended up biting on the wrong.
I think it was Danny Trevathan got sucked in and he turned his back the wrong way and the tight end got behind him, or he thought he was going to go inside and he went outside. So I think it was Trevathan's fault.
I don't think it was.
That or Amukamara might have missed an assignment.
I think that he jumped inside, but maybe it's more complicated.
Without knowing what the play call was, it's hard to know.
Absolutely.
And then like the last four drives that Sam Bradford was on the field, they turned the ball over.
It's the same thing. Like, you know that Sam Bradford was trash. Like, you saw it. Oh my God. They just kept giving the ball back. Honestly, that's a game that the Bears should have won like 30-14. But they won. And here is some positivity for you. If you feel like I'm being too negative, too bad. But here is some positivity for you. Green Bay and Minnesota don't look like, at least at this point, that they can run away from you. That game in Buffalo was a disaster. That is a team that was like, we are going to walk in there and they're going to come to our house and we're going to beat the tar out of them. And they didn't. And with Green Bay, it's all about the quarterback. The quarterback, Aaron Rodgers is doing whatever he can. He doesn't have any help. And it doesn't help that Clay Matthews is being called for ridiculous penalties. You want a little fun? Can I share something? Studs, I'm going to play something from this side. You know how we talk about the anthem? Did you see this yesterday? The little girl, she's like 7 years old. I'm not going to play the whole anthem. Take a knee. But her name is Malia Emma, and she sang the anthem at the Galaxy game. She's seven. Listen to this. Girl has been watching tapes of Ariana Grande, who was watching tapes of Mariah Carey, who was watching tapes of Aretha Franklin. This hour being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. And Built for Tough Bears Monday is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Let's go out to Oak Park. She was seven. Hey, Dave, you're on the score.
Hey, Lawrence. Good evening, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Oh, man, where do I begin? They are who we thought they were, right? I think that's the best way to start it off.
I mean, they were in Arizona.
Yeah, they were in Arizona. I mean, shades of, back in 2006, defense, amazing. Like, I can't
come up with enough compliments for what Vic Fangio is doing with that defense. And it also helps to have Khalil Mack. But, I mean, Rekha Grossman 2.0, like, what is going on with you, man? Like, I just don't get it. You know, same system that's being run in Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes is what? He's a leader in throwing touchdowns right now.
Historically, it's not just, it's historic what the guy is doing. And that stinks for Mitch. He didn't draft himself. He didn't trade up to draft him. He was surprised that he got drafted number two. Hey, Lance, you're on the score.
Lawrence, how we doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Very well, very well. First and foremost, I'm gonna start off by saying this. Like, we're not going to worry about the people that are upset that you're being too hard on Mitch, because I had to pull over, man. I was so excited about what you were talking about, to be honest. You're spot on. You are spot on, and it feels good to hear somebody just tell it like it is about the situation. This is the simple fact of what it is. Mitch, in my personal opinion, Mitch is a bum, and this is the reason why. He's making mistakes out on the field right now that no amount of experience is even needed to make. Like, he can't read coverages. It's the reason why he came out of Ohio and only one college gave him really – major college gave him a scholarship offer, which was North Carolina.
Well, Ohio State was interested, but I believe they offered him late. I do appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. I got to go. Bill Ford Tough Bears Monday is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Cubs baseball is next. Last homestand. We got you covered all the way through the playoffs here on The Score.
Bye-bye. Oh, tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.